News Talk 1110 KBND News Time. It's 5 minutes after five. Good afternoon on a Tuesday evening. I'm Dennis Shaw, right along with Kelly Blyer. Kelly has the news, and it's brought to you by Max Muscle. It's coming, the biggest life-changing experience ever. The Max Formation Challenge. Keep listening to News Talk 1110 KBND for details. And when are you going to stop putting off feeling good? Now, from the largest radio news staff east of the Cascades, here's Kelly Blyer with live local news on News Talk 1110 KBND. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Thanks so much, Dennis. Our top story, a Bend Financial Advisor thinks the local Sears store has a good chance of staying open. Even though many retailers are doing well this year, Sears Kmart just announced a big drop in holiday sales compared to last year, and they plan to close about 100 underperforming stores soon. Troy Reinhart with Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management says the Bend Sears store has some pluses working in its favor. For one, there isn't a competing nearby Kmart store.
My inkling is, and my suspect is that we won't see the store here closed in Central Oregon. It's a mid-sized store. They have done some upgrades to that mall recently, so that will help. And that's one of the big knocks on Sears and Kmart right now, is they haven't invested a lot in their stores. And the shopping experience is much different inside Sears than if you walk inside Target or Kohl's or something like that.
Kmart saw holiday sales down about 4%, and Sears saw a 6% slide year over year. The company is the nation's number four broadline retailer with more than 4,000 stores in the U.S. and Canada. St. Charles Hospital officials say there is not a startling difference in pay increases between administrators and their clinical staff. The Bend Bulletin reports that examining tax forms, they found managers saw pay increases of 189%, while nurses and other staff saw 43% pay increases over the last 6 years. Karen Shepard, the hospital's chief financial officer, says the data doesn't support the bulletin's claims.
I'm seeing what is defined as officers and directors, but could be different from year to year. Over those 6 years was 171% increase, and I see that all other salaries were 158% increase. That could be number of people in the category versus pay increases, versus somebody's moved from one category to the other.
Shepard says there are six categories of salary classification, and so it is hard to compare. She claims, according to her calculations, the pay has increased similarly for administrators and clinical staff at St. Charles in the last 6 years. All this week, we are counting down the top 10 local news stories for Central Oregon. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has numbers 9, 10, and 8.
And starting off our countdown, the number 10 story. Bend voters faced a financial decision in May, whether or not to approve a general obligation bond that would fund some desperately needed road repairs. Voters said yes to the $30 million bond, and a spokesman for the group promoting the passage, Neil Bryant, was happy on election night.
We weren't sure if we were going to win, but from the phone bank that we had an idea that most people thought it was a good idea, and that turned out to be true.
And coming in at number 9, some workers at St. Charles voted to unionize in early 2011, but reaching a contract with the hospital proved to be a bit more complicated. And by September, things were still at loose ends.
A strike isn't good on either side. We hope we can achieve a settlement, so we're hoping for that and continuing to bargain in good faith.
And finally, our number 8 top story of the year, boundary changes. Many parents in the Bend Lapine schools voiced strong opposition to the district's decision to ease overcrowding in some West Side schools by redrawing some school boundaries. That would move more students to Pilot Butte Middle School from Cascade Middle School.
It's a hard process because change is hard, and anything we do, someone's going to end up moving. And I think in that situation, it's hard to think of your kids moving to a different school.
Redmond also saw boundary changes that will take effect next year when the new high school opens. So those are number 10, 9, and 8 for our top stories of 2011. Tomorrow we'll hear 7, 6, and 5. I'm Lori Robb for News Talk 1110 KBND.
And skiers are out enjoying the slopes in Central Oregon this Christmas break. Hoodoo opened yesterday after about a month delay because of the lack of snow. Ski Hill spokesman John Judy says a lot of people were anxious to get out on the lifts.
In combination, it's enough to put us open, but the base is very thin. We're very concerned about the possibility of it wearing off over time. But for now, the skiing is really, really excellent.
The Hoodoo Ski Area will be open through December 31st from 9 a.m. through 9 p.m. with three lifts running. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.